We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B, I want to ask you something. The NFL just announced that they're playing on Christmas Day again.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that should really be news, but the surprise is that Christmas Day is a Wednesday, and they're going to play on Christmas Day.
Hey, man. The NFL said they want every day, I'm telling you.
Yeah. And they have my support, frankly.
I mean, I remember, if everyone's going to be home, why not have the one thing that people watch the most on TV?
Dude, totally. I remember as a kid, like, I almost want to get my sister on the radio to verify this. I remember as a kid, probably from, like, 8 years old to 25 years old, being at like my house for Christmas with my family and complaining to my sister that there should be football on because we're all just at home. Like, this makes way too much sense. And it probably sucks for the NBA, but oh well.
Hey, like, they had it for a long time. They should have did better with it.
Yeah.
All I say about that.
Now, I will add, Brian, I wouldn't mind if Washington isn't playing on Christmas.
Well, JP, you can't have everything you want. You got to deal with something.
Yeah, right.
They're probably going to be playing, bro.
Well, I think we're all so used to them playing in and around the holidays. And I mean, Thanksgiving, damn near every other year. Christmas has happened. New Year's. Like, I mean, just this past year. There's Adam Peters. You want to join us live on the radio, sir? He's busy. You want me to tell him that you liked how he's handling the quarterback stuff?
Yeah.
I'll let him know.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you and I have gotten so, I mean, hell, you probably played in it too, but I've gotten so accustomed to it that, like, if it is playing on Christmas for Washington, that means we won't, I mean, I don't know how you schedule a Wednesday game, though.
The same way they scheduled them when COVID was going on. We're going to have a game on this day. The people that's going to come out of the woodworks to begin marketing for it, they're going to make the price at about $1.75 million per commercial. It'll be good.
No, I'm saying not how you scheduled that. Like, the TV people, it's a dream. I'm saying, like, you got to try to have that team play the Thursday before, I guess. Like, you can't have somebody play Sunday and then Wednesday and then Sunday.
The Thursday before I come off a bye.
Yeah, but that late in the year. So, Christmas comes, I mean, generally, like, week 16, dude.
Hey,
week 15.
Roger Goodell is paid $50-something million. Let him handle that. Don't worry about that. That's too rich for your thinking. Let them do that.
Did you see the tweet that dude sent me where, Tuesday was 10
I
days?
Put LOL, because I know it's the truth.
Landini, what do you think about Christmas football? Santa Claus bring it for you?
I like Christmas football, but I'm likewise concerned over the whole Wednesday thing. They need to get that together.
They'll figure it out. I mean, they'll come up with that. You think they're not going to make nobody play Sunday and then Wednesday? They're going to either play that Thursday the week before, or that team is not going to be playing. They'll be coming off a bye.
They could theoretically play Saturday, too.
Yeah, Saturday to Sunday.
Yeah, because they do have the Saturday games by that portion of the calendar.
But those people that are making all that money up in Park Avenue, they paid to do that. Let them handle it.
That, yeah, I mean, it's their job to figure it out. I, as a consumer, as a straight-up consumer, I think as a consumer of football, as a football dork that loves this stuff, I think I love the Christmas Day game. Now, inevitably, some team's going to get screwed by having a play on a Wednesday on the road, and then, like, you're not going to make that perfect. That's just the way of the world.
Amen. Life.
Right, but I'm saying as a consumer, for me, I love the Christmas Day game. I really like the kickoff rule. I like that the replay official can correct egregiously wrong calls. I do fear that could slow things down a little bit.
Ask you a question. How many times do you think it's going to happen, though?
Not a ton.
Okay.
You know, it's like cops don't turn in other cops. Refs don't turn in other refs. I think I'm just going through all – like, I like moving the trade deadline back a little bit. The only misstep to me is the swivel hip drop. But I talking with people last night, I really think they are going to make every effort to not call that on the field and let that be officiated during the week via fines, which sucks for players, but I think it's a more effective way than doing it in games. By and large, B, I think they've made really good decisions this week. Do you?
Yeah. The hip drop thing is just one I don't like. I hate when they make rule changes, but they leave uncertainty there. All that does is messes up everything.
Right. It's like kind of a rule change, but without any like kind of strict language to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you say the swivel hip drop is illegal, but the hip drop isn't.
Right.
How many people really know a difference? You know what I mean? That's what it comes to. And then you're going to have a ref who is going to see a guy grab somebody around the waist and immediately throw that flag. And the guy may not swivel or throw his weight up or whatever. He may just grab him by the waist and throw him down. Don't land on his leg, but his flag going to be thrown. And then you think that guy is going to push that button and correct that? No,
not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, now they've changed a bunch of stuff. We're kind of just highlighting the high-level stuff.
Some of the stuff we won't even see. It won't make a difference, but they do it anyway.
I agree. Landfill, you like the moves? You like the kickoff, Christmas, later trade deadline, all of it?
I like the kickoff. I think that is... will make the game more entertaining because the entire kickoff thing was just stupid. It was just a guy kicking the ball out of the back of the end zone. That was dumb, so I'm glad that they've changed that up. The later trade deadline, I guess that could possibly lead to more trades because teams will have a better idea if they are done or maybe they could make a move to improve. So I guess that's a positive. I think the swivel hip drop is just... it's just going to add confusion and chaos, and I don't like it. I don't like the increase in challenges because challenges slow the game down, and they're excruciating as a viewer to experience. And I'm also not a big fan of the review the play clock.
Really? I like that one.
Yeah.
Because, dude, it is so arbitrary how that is officiated. It happens all the time.
But that's the question, though, man. They say what was the word they mentioned earlier? If it's
egregious.
Another word, like if it's what they said it was, you shouldn't have to review it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It just I don't get that one. You have one job. Watch the play clock. And you go, you don't see that it's on zero, and then they go two ticks afterwards and you don't call throw a flag.
Here, I got you, B. By competition committee amends rule 15, section 3, article 9 to allow a replay review when there is clear and obvious visual evidence that the game clock expired before any snap.
If it's clear and obvious, we
should
not
flag it.
It should be flagged that we shouldn't have to review a damn thing. So in other words, they're doing now what, instead of making that referee do his job, we're changing rules now to make the game longer.
Correct. Now, I have a question that I just want you guys to answer honestly, okay? Did Jeff ever make it in?
Yeah, long time ago.
Okay, great. Jeffrey, what do you think of all the rule changes?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.